Hello, this is Shafira and Olivia, and this is our assessment.
Five, four, three, two, one, zero. Let's start the party.
Hello, and welcome back to KRBL Station, where Earth Without Art is just a pointless F. Back with me again, Shafira Maybelline, here to spice up your evening with a very unique and special artist. She has been an abstract painter for years, and she will be revealing all you need to know about being an abstract painter. So let's welcome Miss Piet Mondrian. Welcome, welcome, Miss Piet Mondrian. It is an honor to meet you in this very studio. I have been a fan since I laid my eyes on one of your earliest paintings, Windmill in the Sunlight.
Thank you for your warm and hospitable welcome, Mrs. Maybelline. Oh dear, it's my pleasure. I have been listening to your radio for some time now, and you couldn't imagine how hyped I was when I got an invitation from you. And thank you for supporting me throughout all these years. I'm glad to have such a loyal fan. Now tell me, what can I educate you and your marvelous listeners about art?
Aw, Miss Mondrian, you flatter me. Okay, now let's start with something basic. I know that you're an abstract painter. However, some of our fellow listeners do not know what abstract painting is. So would you mind elaborating on what it is?
Sure, let's start on the word abstract. Abstract is like imagining. It's like having the idea of something when you know that it wouldn't be possible in real life, as a physical existence. So it's like the idea only exists in your mind, but it doesn't exist in real life. Let's talk about the impossible. That's what abstract is. Going on to abstract painting, by understanding the meaning of abstract, it means that abstract painting is a painting of your mind. So when people see your paintings, it feels as they are reading your mind.
Whoa, what a beautiful explanation you've got there. So abstract is a part of your mind, the part where you create sceneries that only exists in your mind, but nowhere else? Whoa, wow. I didn't know that abstract could be such a strong word. Now, how about your ways of painting? What do you paint, Miss Mondrian?
Well, I have been evolving from drawing real things, by like looking at them and drawing them in my perspective. But then later, I decided to construct and make them simpler, such as varied sizes of lines that would form to a grid somehow. Some of them dipped with solid color. I just used some basic forms of colors, mostly primary and, like black, white, and gray. Oh, and I also used oil paint and canvas as the materials.
That's extremely fascinating. Talking of which, what made you become an abstract painter? What is so beautiful about it that you want to become one?
Well, that started out when Pablo Picasso's painting caught my eyes. They were good to see. It relaxed my eyes. That's one of the reasons why I want to become one. I want to help people get off their stress in their minds only by looking at the picture I drew. Nevertheless, we're talking about abstract here. Thinking of abstract, it's wonderful. It's just wow, it's such a beautiful dimension that we could be in. Yeah, that's one of my main reasons.
So, what you mean your reason of becoming an abstract painter is because of the interest and how it takes stuff off your mind?
Yep, that is correct, Mrs. Maybelline.
Great! By the way, Miss Mondrian, does your artwork have any particular idea or theme?
Well, you see, I draw paintings based on what I see and make it the simplest form it could be. So you could say that I do not actually have any specific theme for my paintings. They are mostly random, just based on what I see currently.
That's nice to hear. Now, you've drawn quite a lot of alluring masterpieces, but I am very sure that you have a favorite piece of artwork, don't you, Miss Mondrian?
Yes, indeed, Mrs. Maybelline. My favorite piece of artwork is the Broadway Boogie Woogie.
Oh, that! I've seen that before. Do you mind telling us listeners about it and the idea behind it?
Definitely. Broadway Boogie Woogie. Sounds a little bit funky, huh? Indeed, but there are a lot of stories behind this magnificent artwork. You see, I was in New York that time, making my little escape from the World War in Europe. I was beyond fascinated by the city lights and the bustling noises throughout the night. It felt beautiful. And from that, I decided to draw an artwork representing New York City. And if you can see, the yellow grid represents New York's cap, because it can be seen everywhere.
What a wonderful explanation you've got there, Miss Mondrian. You sure have opened all of our minds with your supreme and magnificent clarification of what abstract art means, and about yourself as well. Just one last question to wrap up the show from me and from all of the listeners. With whom would you like to compare your style and techniques to, and why?
Sure is a tricky question you've got there, Miss Maybelline. Maybe Theo van Doesburg. He was a Dutch artist like me, and was also the founder of the modern art movement called the Style, like me as well. Well, actually, he's like a brother to me. His and my techniques are in the same level, even though he's years younger than me. But he is beyond awesome, and I respect his artworks, as they're abstract, pleasant for the eyes.
Ah, I see. Now, an hour has passed already, and we've got a lot of information from Miss Mondrian, haven't we, listeners? Now, thank you, Miss Mondrian, for taking your time to attend this interview. It has been a wonderful pleasure having you in this very studio. I hope you come again next time. Would you mind waving off a little goodbye to our listeners?
Well, first of all, time flies so fast. And it has been my pleasure, Miss Maybelline, and all you listeners out there to share my knowledge with. And I look forward in seeing you in the future. Once again, thank you for everything, for supporting me and keep supporting KRBL Station.
Thank you, Miss Mondrian, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in this lovely evening with KRBL Station with me, Shafira Maybelline, and I'll see you listeners next time.
Bye-bye!